everyone, and welcome back to the Biblical Woman Podcast. I'm Kat.
And I'm Nicole.
Going to be talking about miscarriage, specifically things not to say. These are things that were said to me personally, most of them, or said to someone else I know. Hope that this is a very beneficial list for everyone who has a friend or a loved one who's going through pregnancy loss or miscarriage. And, you know, you want to be supportive, but you don't exactly know what to say. This episode is for you. But yeah, I will try to keep it together in this episode, guys. Try not to cry. But if I do, just bear with me here.
I'm so glad we're doing this topic because you're right. I think a lot of these phrases that people do say, they come from a good intention.
Yes.
They want to be helpful and consoling and comforting and try to get you to see the bright side maybe, or give you some hope or optimism. And while that is well-intentioned, it often is misplaced in these phrases. So I appreciate that you're willing to share your experience, Kat, and just that this is such a great episode for us all to learn together.
Kind of just my personal experience with miscarriage and pregnancy loss. The very first time my husband and I got pregnant, we'd been married for about 6 months, found out we were pregnant. Things were going well, had a positive pregnancy test. And a couple days later, found out that we had miscarried. I was just having severe pains and I'm like, something's not right. I need to go to the hospital. Something's not right. And we found out that we had lost the baby. That was our first experience ever with miscarriage, and being still newlyweds, it really affected us. About 6 months later, we got another positive pregnancy test and we were so excited because, you know, this is going to be our rainbow baby. And, you know, we told all of our family and everybody was so excited, so supportive because they knew how bad we wanted this. And, you know, things were going to work out this time. Everything was going to be good. We found out we were having a little girl and we had already picked out a name. We hadn't told anybody, but we picked out a name and we decided to call her Erin. But God had something different in mind. So it was a day like any other day, just driving home on a Tuesday afternoon at 3:00. And I was 5 minutes from my house. My mom was driving. We had just gone to the mall to buy maternity clothes because I was going to be student teaching at the time. We came to a four-way intersection on the highway. We were stopped and talking. And the next thing I know, I blacked out. And when I came to it, we were in like this grassy divide. My mom was screaming and it was just so disorienting at the time. And I heard other people yelling and screaming. There was a drunk driver who had hit us, and the velocity at which he hit us caused us to spin off the highway. And he continued to hit more people through the intersection. It was so terrifying. I couldn't move. I was in pain. My mom was screaming, trying to get the paramedics to come help us. So it was very, very emotional and very intense. I remember sitting there, not being able to move, begging God to let my baby be okay, to let Erin be okay. And that's all I could think of. That's all I could pray. And the paramedics got there. They were able to help get me into an ambulance. And I had just great doctors, great nurses. But after being transferred from one hospital to the next, we found out that Erin did not make it. So that was very, very hard for us to accept in that moment because we had such high hopes. You know, this was our rainbow baby.
and to trust God's sovereignty in that moment, that this was his plan. So, like I said, this list is things that were said to me by very well-meaning people, many of whom I love very dearly. I hope that this is helpful. I hope that this is a very helpful list to you, so you can be supportive and encouraging and loving to the individual in your life who is going through a miscarriage or pregnancy loss. Sorry.
No, I just so appreciate you being willing to share.
All right. So, like I said, I really appreciate you guys listening to this episode, because just listening to this episode shows how much you care about this person, to want to do everything you can to be there for them. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this episode, to be there for this person. I didn't do numbers. I did letters. So we have A through K.
I was just counting real quick. I'm like, I think that's 11.
11. Oh yes. There's a lot. Okay. So the first one is, at least you weren't further along, or at least it wasn't born yet, because that would have been bad. While you're trying to, like Nicole said, find the encouraging note or try to be uplifting, it comes across as minimizing to the pain of the mom or the dad.
Right, right. Because that loss is going to be felt whether you were 3 months along or 6 months along.
Absolutely.
It's still loss of a life.
Yes. You know, it's one of those things that, having been through miscarriage, women will often do this to themselves, to the moms who have been through miscarriage or pregnancy loss. You know, they will say something like, I was only 4 weeks pregnant. I was only 8 weeks pregnant. Don't minimize your pain. Don't allow them to minimize their pain, because that was a baby whom they loved and they would have been a great mom or a great dad. Don't allow them to minimize their own pain by saying, I was only 4 weeks. I was only 8 or 12. Thing number two, and I actually had this said to me by someone who was struggling with infertility at the time. And they said, well, at least you can get pregnant. Infertility and miscarriage and pregnancy loss are all painful experiences, but miscarriage and pregnancy loss are a different type of pain, I truly believe, than infertility. But regardless, just because someone can get pregnant does not replace the fact that they loved and wanted this baby that God had given them. Thing number three is, now you have an angel looking after you. This is one of those things that Christians or just religious people will say. One, it is theologically incorrect. You know, the human soul is worth more than an angel. And I truly believe that all children, all babies do go to heaven and be with the Lord. I don't think they become angels. I think they are in heaven and will be reunited with their mother and father, who are saved believers, one day. The next one is, be grateful for the children you have. So miscarriage and pregnancy loss, when you have children at home already, it's not any easier. It's still very, very hard and very, very painful, because you know and you've experienced to the full extent the blessing that children are. The next point here is, you're young, you've got plenty of time. And, you know, while this does come from somebody trying to be encouraging, we have to realize that this seems very dismissive of the miscarriage or the pregnancy loss. It just seems like not wanting to acknowledge that there was, in fact, a loss here. Yeah, stay away from this one. Don't mention anybody's age.
Oh, this next one. That's something.
Yeah. I actually had a lot of people say this to me. And like I said, well-meaning people, Christian people. Thing not to say is, God is going to give you twins or triplets.
please do not tell someone this after pregnancy loss or miscarriage. One, because theologically, don't make a promise from God that you can't guarantee. You can't guarantee that God is going to give this person another baby. And I think this also just comes back to not acknowledging the loss that the mom and the dad are going through. You know, they wanted this baby, they loved this baby, and that's where the pain is in their heart. You know, part of their heart is here on earth with each other or with other children in the home, but another part of their heart is in heaven. The next one is telling them this is really common. While like statistically that's true, I think it's 1 in 4 pregnancies end in miscarriage. This does come across as really diminishing or minimizing their pain because, like I said, this was the baby that they loved, that they wanted, they cherished. The fact that it's common or uncommon doesn't make it any easier to move forward and heal. So this next point, I think, was geared more towards my husband when we were going through pregnancy losses and miscarriage. Please do not tell either the husband or the wife that the fun part is in making them. The fun part's in making babies. Just don't. The next one is to say that this is for the best. And with this one, you know, with Christians, we are referring to God's sovereignty and understanding that, you know, he has a plan for everything and he always has our best intention for us in mind. While that's true theologically, that's not necessarily comforting in that moment because there's a personal journey that moms and dads of miscarriage and pregnancy loss go through where we know this theological concept. We know that God is sovereign and he desires our best for us and he loves us. But that head knowledge has to make its way to our heart. We know all of these things, but we have to be able to cling to them with our heart. And that is a journey that we go on.
And I think with this one, it's true that timing is everything, you know? And so, because I think this one kind of goes with letter K that you'll say here in a minute. It's like, okay, well, there may, you know, what you said, there's truth in, you know, God's sovereignty and everything that you had just laid out. But sometimes that doesn't need to be said in the moment, you know, especially when it is so fresh, right? Like sometimes that's just not the right timing.
I'm glad you brought that up because I know, especially with Aaron, a lot of people said, you know, it's for the best, or as I have for the next point, everything happens for a reason. And while these statements are true and they are reflecting God's sovereignty, it's a journey, and having the discernment to know the right time to say these things is important. Like Nicole said, it might be better off said months down the road or years down the road after the mom and the dad have had time to go on this spiritual journey and that head knowledge of sovereignty, they're able to just grasp that and hold on to it with their heart. And then lastly is just don't ever say anything that blames. Miscarriage is never, ever anyone's fault. A lot of the times moms will struggle with internal guilt, you know, wondering if it was something they ate or something they did. And it's just, they already can blame themselves sometimes. So don't ever, ever say anything that places the blame on mom or dad. I hope this list has been helpful. Thank you for listening to my personal story and experience with pregnancy loss and miscarriage. And I hope that this has been a very helpful episode to you and you are able to be there for your friend or your loved one. And thank you for listening to this. So I think I want to close this episode out with a verse that was very helpful for me. It's a very popular verse. We all know it, but for me, it's reflective of having that head knowledge, having memorized this Bible verse, having that Bible verse just take root in my heart and truly believing it with everything that I have. And it's Psalm 23:4. And it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.